For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House provided pushback after the president revoked security clearance for former CIA director John Brennan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reading from the president's statement.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
She insisted the president was not trying to silence his detractors, saying the decision was to protect national security, not to settle political scores.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets.
But Sanders could not answer why Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who's admitted lying to the FBI, still maintains his security clearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The Bureau of Land Management is releasing draft proposals of the plan to open two large national monuments for energy and mining development. President Trump had scaled back the size of that land in Utah that former President Obama had protected. Catholic Cardinal Don Wuerl, now serving in Washington, D.C., has called for prayers for the hundreds of clergy sex abuse victims in Pittsburgh during the time that he was the bishop there.
Our prayers, our accompaniment, our support, our pastoral and spiritual presence, each one of them and all of them together, ways in which we can help survivors of abuse.
Prosecutors say that a protest is taking place in Central Park because the killer of John Lennon is up for parole again. Next week, Mark David Chapman will be asking the parole board in New York to release him from prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More positive economic news is released by the government, and USA's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Students returned to that Parkland, Florida high school for their first new school year since 17 people died in the Valentine's Day massacre. Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie says they've taken steps to keep students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School safe.
Our requirements for armed guardians are a lot more stringent than you may find in some other districts. Our armed guardians are required to have prior military or law enforcement experience.
The school opened with $6.5 million in security enhancements, including new classroom locks, 18 safety monitors, and upgraded video surveillance. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.